Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 7, Episode 32 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials. We are studying in the week of June the 16th to June the 22nd in Doctrine and Covenants, sections 64 to 66. And today we're carrying on with section 64. We were learning about repentance yesterday, and then we've also moved into the Saviour speaking about forgiving each other. And this, again, with the context, comes from the disagreements and the lack of harmony that's taking place with the saints between those, some of those that travelled with the Prophet Joseph Smith to the land of Missouri, and to see the new, like, where the Zion was meant to be built, and the differences of opinion there. So in verse 8 it says, "My disciples in days of old sought occasion against one another and forgave not one another in their hearts, and for this evil they were afflicted and sorely chastened." This is important, that we forgive others. Elder Dieter Fuchsdorf said this, quote, "The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Romans, said that those who pass judgment on others are inexcusable. The moment we judge someone else, he explained, we condemn ourselves, for none is without sin. Refusing to forgive is a grievous sin, one the Saviour warned against. The Saviour's own disciples sought occasion against each other." May I add a footnote here? When the Lord requires that we forgive all men, that includes forgiving ourselves. Sometimes, of all the people in the world, the one who is the hardest to forgive, as well as perhaps the one who is most in need of our forgiveness, is the person looking back at us in the mirror. Close quote. This is a really vital principle, one which I think is sorely needed, even more so in the world today, and that is the principle of forgiving others. Now, of course, this forgiving of others does not mean that we just roll over and allow people to step over boundaries that we put in place, not expectations, I suppose, but just, yeah, boundaries is the best word. Having healthy boundaries, which if people cross, that we still forgive them, but then we step away, or we pause that relationship, or we adjust or change that relationship going forwards, so that we are not hurt anymore. But, and the Lord, as the Lord says, still forgiving that person, recognizing they're a child of God, and that no matter how hard and difficult the decisions they've made have hurt us, that ultimately it is not our position to judge, but the Lord will judge. In verse 9 it says, "Wherefore I say unto you that you ought to forgive one another, for he that forgiveth not his brother his trespass standeth condemned before the Lord, for there remaineth in him the greater sin." There is this issue as well, that people can look at this verse and someone who's hurt someone else can then try and use that as weaponize that and suggest that if the person that they have offended does not forgive them and allow the relationship or the agreement or whatever it is that they had before to continue in the way it was before, then they are, you know, they are standing great with greater condemnation. Again, that in itself is a very judgmental comment, and one which I think reveals more about the person making it than the person that is being said against. And I think that recognizing again that yes, we need to forgive, but we should not tolerate others overstepping at the boundaries, the clear boundaries that we put in place. Elder David E. Sorensen said, quote, "I would like to make it clear that forgiveness of sins should not be confused with tolerating evil. The Saviour asks us to forsake and combat evil in all its forms, and although we must forgive a neighbour who injures us, we should work constructively to prevent that injury from being repeated. A woman who is abused should not seek revenge, but neither should she feel that she cannot take steps to prevent further abuse. A business person treated unfairly in a transaction should not hate the person who is dishonest, but should take appropriate steps to remedy the wrong. Forgiveness does not require us to accept or tolerate evil. It does not require us to ignore the wrong that we see in the world around us, in the world around us, or in our own lives. But as we fight against sin, we must not allow hatred or anger to control our thoughts and actions. This is not to say that forgiveness is easy. When someone has hurt us or those that we care about, that pain can almost be overwhelming. It can feel as if the pain or the injustice is the most important thing in the world, and that we have no choice but to seek vengeance. But Christ, the Prince of Peace, teaches us a better way. It can be very difficult to forgive someone the harm they've done us, but when we do, we open ourselves up to a better future. Close quote. We are required to forgive, and that can be extremely difficult, and it does require work and Christ-like charity. But it does not mean, as was said very so well, I think, by Elder Sorensen, that we allow that hurt to continue, or we ignore that and continue that relationship, or in the way that it was before anyway. We may feel we can continue that relationship, but perhaps we need to redefine or adjust things so that it is more healthy and constructive. Thank you so much for listening today, and until we meet again.